Part 1. Live. Chapter 1. My Story. Our Story. Who are you? And why are you here? Does anything drive us more than our desire to answer these questions? They're compelling questions, and everywhere you turn, there are answers. Sort of. Culture wants to tell us who we are. Society has an opinion, too. Corporations would like to tell us why we're here. Brands are eager to fill us with answers about who we are. They say we aren't enough. We're lacking. We need this product, that experience, and these friends if we're going to really be someone. For some of us, our jobs determine who we are and why we exist. We're here to succeed, impress, and achieve. We're here to do better and acquire more stuff than everyone else. Other sources say we're here to have fun. At the crux and core of our faith is a truth, a proclamation of good news that best informs us of who we are and why we're here. It begins in Genesis, the opening of the story of God. It starts with creation, when God established how everything would look, function, and interact. Genesis Chapter 1, verse 1 tells us, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." God was in the beginning. He was there from the start. Central to understanding the narrative of Scripture is to recognize this is God's story. The next verse says that the earth was formless and empty, verse 2. In Hebrew, the phrase is tohu va-bohu, which literally means utter chaos. The earth was nothingness. It was barren, empty, and without form. Darkness hovered over the surface of the deep. The only glimmer of hope is that the Spirit of God was there hovering over the waters. That's when God said, "Let there be light," verse 3. He looked into the chaos and called for order. At the end of every day of creation, God reflected on the beautiful progression of his masterpiece and called it good. On day 6 came the pinnacle of his work. This is the point in God's story when he created humanity in his own image. Like an artist in a studio, he began to form a man out of the dust of the earth. He breathed.